Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Mr. Number 34, Ellen G. White Utterances Regarding the Work to be Done in Boston. My mind has been burdened in behalf of the large cities of the East. Besides New York City, where you labored last summer, there is the important city of Boston, near which is situated the Melrose Sanitarium. And I know of no place where there is a great need for a rebuilding of the first works than in Boston, and in Portland, Maine, where the first messages were given in power, but where now there is but a little handful of our people. Boston has been pointed out to me as a place that must be faithfully worked. The light must shine in the outskirts and in the inmost parts. This sanitarium is one of the greatest facilities that can be employed to reach Boston with the truth. The city and its suburbs must hear the last message of mercy to be given to our world. Tent meetings must be held in many places. The workers must put to the very best use the abilities God has given them. The gifts of grace will increase by wise use. But there must be no self-exaltation. No precise lines are to be laid down. Let the Holy Spirit direct the workers. They are to keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. The work for this great city will be signalized by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, if all will walk humbly with God. The worker for God is not left without a pattern. He is given an example which, if followed, will make him a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. He is bidden to glorify God by carrying out unselfish aims and purposes. Manuscript 84, 1904-34. The Melrose Sanitarium, August 21, 1904. I feel a deep anxiety that Boston shall hear the word of the Lord and the reasons of our faith. Ask the Lord to raise up laborers to enter the field. Ask Him to raise up laborers who can gain access to the people of Boston. The message must be sounding forth. There are thousands in Boston craving for the simple truth as it is in Jesus. Cannot you who minister in word and doctrine prepare the way for this truth to reach souls? Oh, how I long to see the Holy Spirit's working on human minds. Brother Place, the Lord is calling for a work to be done in the city of Boston. If you will move out by faith in this work, God will greatly bless you. There need be no great outward demonstration, but work quietly and earnestly. The Lord will help His humble, earnest workers. Make determined efforts. Say continually, I will not fail nor be discouraged. My brother, I have a burden for the city of Boston. I pray that the Lord will arouse the missionary spirit among our people to work for the city and its suburbs. I pray that He will raise up laborers to give the last message of warning, and that sheaves may be gathered from this place for the great harvest. There ought to be 1,000 laborers at work in Boston today. Boston has been pointed out to me repeatedly as a place that must be faithfully worked. The light must shine in the outskirts and in the inmost parts. The Melrose Sanitarium is one of the greatest agencies that can be employed to reach Boston with the truth. The city and its suburbs must hear the last message of mercy to be given to our world. Tent meetings must be held in many places. The workers must put to the very best use the abilities God has given them. The gifts of grace will increase by wise use. But there must be no self-exaltation. No precise lines are to be laid down. Let the Holy Spirit direct the workers. They are to keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. The work for this great city will be signalized by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, if all will walk humbly with God. We hope that those in charge of the work in New England will cooperate with the Melrose Sanitarium managers in taking aggressive steps to do the work that should be done in Boston. 100 workers could be laboring to advantage in different portions of the city, in varied lines of service. The terrible disasters that are befalling great cities ought to arouse us to intense activity in giving the warning message to the people in these congested centers of population, while we still have an opportunity. The most favorable time for the presentation of our message in the cities has passed by. Sin and wickedness are rapidly increasing, and now we shall have to redeem the time by laboring all the more earnestly. The Lord will work with power. As we strive to do our part faithfully, He will cause Boston to hear the message of present truth. Cooperate with Him in bringing this about, my brother, my sister, and He will help you, strengthen you, and encourage your hearts through the salvation of many precious souls.